FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, literally bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
We're inside hour number three. It's the live Saturday night edition. Of course, we do this thing six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We are the hardest working men in radio.
That's right, especially me. I'm here once a week.
Well, actually, you were here a couple times this week, filling in for Manwich, who's normally here on Saturday nights.
That's right. In the past 8 days, I've been here four times.
It's been a good week. Been a good couple weeks, actually. So, hey, log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got literally thousands of posts there for you to surf around through. We've got hundreds of people participating there. And it's all free. It's all part of the experience at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. And no, it's not the Free State Project. It's the Free State Project. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Although the Free State Project does sound like something that might work out.
There should be a Free State Project.
1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. This is your show, so you can talk about anything. Mark in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Scott. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent, Mark. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, listen, I want to know when you guys are going to New Hampshire, because that's my plan. I'm waiting for a lawsuit. As soon as I get my money, I'm out of here.
Well, you go whenever you're ready, man. I mean, you don't have to wait for Free Talk Live.
Well, when you guys are driving up, I'm going to hitch a ride and go up with you guys.
Well, we'd be coming from Florida, so.
That's okay.
I want to do my best to actually not drive through New York, Mark. It's nothing personal against you.
Yeah, I understand. I know what you mean, and that's why I want to get out of here.
I need to go study a map, though, because I don't think it's possible. Is it possible to get to New Hampshire without driving through either New Jersey or New York?
No. You must go through these two police states.
Ugh.
So it looks like we'll be driving through New York. We'll stop and we'll pick up Mark, and we'll take him to New Hampshire.
Yeah, there you go. The only thing is you know, I've been going online and looking up, you know, under the Free State Project on their website, and very hard to find land and stuff through the ads that are on there.
Well, there's not supposed to be ads on the Free State Project website. If you want to go find
land. Well, it goes into New Hampshire. Yeah, it goes into the New Hampshire site. It goes off the site. It goes into the New Hampshire thing.
I would just go to Realtor.com, personally. That's where I would go. You're looking to buy some property?
Well, what I would want to do is, get some property in the woods, and that's it, you know?
You're one of those kind of guys, huh, Mark?
Those kind of guys, man. Yeah. Dig guns, and I want to go there.
So now, what has you the most excited, I guess, about moving to New Hampshire?
Well, I like the idea that there's no tax, and I could live well on a fixed income.
Very good.
So
well, there still are some taxes there, but we want to have our way with those when we get there.
Well, yeah, things could always be changed. It's easy to change it there than anywhere else. And,
absolutely.
You know,
how long have you lived in New York for?
All my life, man. I was born in Manhattan.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like you've been there a while.
Yeah, I was born here, and you know what? I feel like an outsider already. I feel like a slave.
How old are you now?
I'm going to be 55 this year.
Wow, 55 years in New York.
55 years in New York.
Now, how did you find the Free State Project?
Well, I've... You know, I heard about it, so I went online and started reading up about it. And you know, I heard about it. I listened to the Genesis channel all the time.
Okay.
You know. I thought it was a great idea. Then I started looking up the 101 ways to come to New Hampshire.
101 reasons to move to New Hampshire.
There you go. And I printed that up, you know, and the only thing is that I got unemployed last week.
Mm.
I guess for my views.
Really?
People don't want to. Yeah, they don't want to hear this stuff at work.
What happened? Where did you work?
Well, I don't want to name the place, but
no. But I mean, what kind of a job did you do?
I work in lighting.
Oh, okay.
Retail. I hope there's some kind of job up there for me up there for that kind of thing. But
you know a lot about light bulbs and filaments and that sort of thing.
Well, no, residential lighting. You know, contract work, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. So, what did you say that got you excised from your job?
Constantly, you know, bringing in the movies, showing it to the police outside during lunch.
Wait, what movies?
9/11, Road to Tyranny.
That kind of stuff will get you in trouble. you got to keep that stuff to yourself.
It shouldn't, though. It's the truth. I mean, you know, telling people about the police state and, you know, what they're doing and the IDs and the microchips.
Very good, Mark.
And, you know, I mean, all this stuff. And nobody wants to know. Nobody wants to hear. They just go on, mosey on their way. People get on the bus, they think they're living in a democracy, I take the bus back and forth, and they love doing this, going back and forth to work every day,
right,
and collecting their money, and doing the same thing every day, And all the government.
And what's
does,
it all for? Where's it all going to, you know?
It goes to this big bureaucracy
right.
that are going to enslave you.
Yep. You've got it. Well, Mark, we can't disagree with you on anything, so I think we're done with your call. Anything else
well,
on your mind?
Well, how about a good cop, bad cop?
Oh, yeah, you got a bad
cop. I want a good cop story. I want a bad cop story.
It's not actually me. It's my brother.
Okay.
And what happened was he got like 22 tickets on his van.
Where is this? Where?
Yeah,
why?
He was near me. He was in. We live in Queens.
Okay.
And
they just like they hand out tickets like it's water out over there, right?
No. Here's what he got the ticket for: no seat in the back, and he has a seat in the back, and he's been getting tickets. Don't even look in the van. He filmed them and everything. So he's got them on all kinds of racketeering. He's suing the mayor. He's suing the cops. He's suing the agents. He's suing them all.
I just leave, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want to mess with the New York government because those guys are scary.
they're passing new laws today. I was reading on the NRA site about they want to bring in new assault weapons restrictions.
It's amazing. I mean, they're already New York City already has the most some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, and of course, they got plenty of crime to go along with it, whereas in New Hampshire and Vermont, there's virtually no gun laws. And virtually no gun crime.
Well, you know, I called up the police up there,
uh-huh.
And I really don't want to pay my fees here. There's like over $350 in New York for a pistol license.
Jeez,
and $55 for a long arm.
Okay,
for long guns.
Got it.
And I don't want to pay these fees anymore. So I called up. I says, look, could I take this stuff and store it up in your state? He goes, there was a woman officer. She goes, no problem.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah, we'll hold your
guns
for you.
If I want to take my handgun, I go store it up there, leave it there in storage.
Yeah, take care of your loose ends, clean things up, and move to New Hampshire.
There you go.
Sounds
hey, I'll see you guys
Mark.
There. What town are you going to be going to, you know?
I don't know. I would say within the next 2 years.
Where? Near Concord?
What town? What town? I have no idea yet.
Going into the woods?
You know what? We want to go check it out first, obviously. I've never been there before.
Right.
Scott, have you been?
What I want to do. I want to scout it this spring or summer.
Well, Mark, best of luck to you. And again, don't wait for us. Just head up there and get interactive, get involved with the local activists up there.
Hey,
they're making a difference.
And if I do, I'm going to call you guys and tell you what it's about, man.
Sounds good, dude.
Okay, man.
All right, we love that New York accent, Mark.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Thanks,
right,
man.
Thanks.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
He says his brother is suing the city and everything else and suing the mayor. See, the thing is, Michael Bloomberg seems like the kind of guy who would just not have a problem spending a little bit of extra cash to end someone who's a nuisance.
That's what I was going to say. What I was kind of, I guess, alleging there, that if you mess with the government in that kind of fashion, you might find somebody standing out your front door with a baseball bat.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, the man may be a billionaire and all of this other
right.
stuff, but...
He's not below that kind of crap.
No, above it, you mean.
Yeah.
He's right. probably below
he it. 1-800-259-9231. So, your calls, we go to them when you make them. Otherwise, we got to bring stuff up. And this one, coming out of the St. Petersburg Time, actually here in the Tampa Bay area where we're doing this show from. NAACP chief has asked for a bill to stop the sales of death utensils.
Death utensils? What, like?
Now, what? Yeah, what could he mean?
Or...
What could he mean by a death utensil?
I don't know. I can't even imagine, like, a poison. Table
poison
knife.
Darts, guns, violent utensils,
explosives.
You won't believe it.
A shoulder-mounted flechette launcher.
You will not believe it when you hear it. Mr. Daryl Rosen, the candy-colored hand-blown glass pipes started it all. They drew Daryl Rosen to the Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessory Shop where the pipes fill the display cases. Rosen asked the owner to stop selling death utensils under the guise of tobacco accessories, alluding to the contention that the pipes and glass tubes are used to smoke drugs like crack. So, we will come back with the details on this one, on the death utensil controversy. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show. You can comment on the things we've talked about tonight. We've been all over the map from airline horror stories to cop out of control cops to New Hampshire, the Free State Project. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott. And I'm sorry that I was talking. It's just I was saying this is my favorite music.
You like that bed.
Yeah. That's actually, cool. I don't know if Scott still has it, if he can turn it up. But
I think it's gone now.
Damn.
1-800-259-9231. So you can literally bring up anything political, personal, something on your mind. We want to talk to you about it. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have literally got dozens of women who have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we've put them up on our website as part of the Shrine. We've got validated Shriners, we've got the regular Shriners, and then we have the Hall of Shame. So you'll have to check it out for yourself at freetalklive.com. What we were getting into a moment ago was a story about, as one man puts it, death utensils.
Death utensils.
Now, what on earth could he be talking about? Well, as a matter of fact, this death utensil tends to make a noise. Well, something like this. Yes, that's right. Daryl Rusin, who apparently is the head of the NAACP for St. Petersburg, Florida, has, I guess he barged into Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessory Shop, a local head shop in Tampa Bay, and demanded, or, well, it says here he asked the owner, but with this kind of demeanor, with these the terminology he's using, it probably was more like a demand. He said, "You need to stop selling these death utensils under the guise of tobacco accessories," alluding to the contention that these pipes and glass tubes are used to smoke drugs like crack. Now, Purple Haze's owner, Leo Calzadilla, and other employees...
Quesadilla?
Other employees repeatedly asked Rusin to leave the store. Obviously, if they were doing that, then he was being a little rowdy.
Right.
Rusin said he didn't leave because he was frightened by pit bull terriers in the store. What, were they blocking the exit?
They were standing guard at the door, keeping him in?
So as they were yelling at him to leave, he couldn't leave because of the pit bull terriers, and so they kept yelling at him to leave. You'd think that if that was
like,
the case...
Leave! Get out! He's like, I can't leave. I'm afraid of your dog.
Right.
What?
We have them on leashes. Go away. Anyway, on Friday, in April, the St. Petersburg NAACP president will stand trial on a misdemeanor charge of trespassing. But the possibility of jail time hasn't ended a campaign that Rusin, a former drug addict who will mark his seventh drug-free year next month, started waging years ago. What if he drinks? On Friday, the 48-year-old attorney took his cause to Tallahassee, trying to strengthen support for proposed legislation to cripple retailers' ability to sell the merchandise or close some shops altogether.
Of course this man doesn't drink. His new drug is Jesus.
You know... one more reason to get the hell out of Florida. The law allows busybody assholes like this guy. The law allows that. Oh, and that's going to be illegal soon, by the way.
Why?
That.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that on the new list?
It's on the new list, which I've heard the House has passed, but I'm not sure about.
So there will be a definitive list of terms?
This is what I'm hearing. I don't have anything in stone on it right now.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. So we'll keep you informed on that. But anyway, NAACP Chief Rusin said, quote, "The law allows them to operate behind a curtain that says tobacco accessories. Everybody and their cousin knows that these pipes are rarely used for smoking tobacco." Well, I know one man who uses those pipes for smoking tobacco.
Yeah, so do I.
And that's just one man. Rusin spoke Friday to the state's 25-member Drug Policy Advisory Council, appointed by the governor and the legislator to consider drug policy. According to the head bureaucrat of the State Office of Drug Control, I think it's our drug czar, because Florida has our own drug czar in this state. He says, "I think his message was well received." State law now defines drug paraphernalia broadly and includes glass pipes to ingest or inhale illegal drugs such as cocaine or marijuana. But sometimes the pipes sold in tobacco shops contain decorative roses, some say disguising their real use. Now, I've never once... And maybe it's because I don't get into, you know, downtown St. Petersburg. I've never once seen a head shop selling pipes with roses in them.
No, neither have I.
That's usually something that you find at convenience stores. You usually have to go in. It's kind of one of those things that you only know about if you are in the underground, the culture. You go in and you have to ask for them. They don't display these out on, you know, one of the shelves. What they give you usually is like the crack smoker's toolkit.
Right.
They give you a glass pipe. They give you like some sort of you get the rose, of course.
Right.
And then there's a few other little pieces that they include in there that help you in your crack smoking ways.
Isn't there like some steel wool in there or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's for, but...
I don't know. I've never really smoked crack.
Yeah, I've never been even near anyone who smoked crack.
I actually just eat mine.
But we've talked about these... we've talked about convenience stores that have sold these things in the past.
Right.
So that's why we know about them. But I've never seen it. I've been in head shops before. I've never seen a head shop. They just sell the bongs and they sell the bowls straight up. And it says on the wall that these are tobacco smoking accessories. Any references to bong or water pipe
water pipe
is legal. Any references to the word bong or anybody talking about marijuana in a head shop will get kicked out.
Yes, definitely.
Right, because that's not what they're selling them for. If you're admitting to the marijuana or to the head shop owner that you're going to use marijuana in one of his pipes, he cannot sell it to you.
Right, of course not.
Right. So they're following the law. But this guy's saying that, oh, this needs to be changed. Everybody knows that that marijuana smokers and crack smokers and cocaine users use these products. So while that may or may not be true, state law defines drug paraphernalia broadly, includes glass pipes to ingest or inhale illegal drugs such as coke and marijuana. Sometimes the pipes sold in tobacco shops contain decorative roses, which is BS. Police and prosecutors often have trouble proving a person's intent to use a glass tube bearing a rose to smoke illegal drugs.
The next step from this is that when you go to an office supply store, you're going to have to show your actual occupational business license to buy a box of paper clips.
Yeah, basically. It's not even a wink and a nod, he said. Owners often know that the purpose of the item they're selling is for the use of illegal drugs. Roussan has already gained support among state bureaucrat lawmakers. Earlier this month, state senator bureaucrat Stephen Wise, a Republican from Jacksonville, filed a bill for the new legislative session that begins next month to create a year-long drug paraphernalia abatement task force. Oh, we love it when they create those task forces here in Florida. It would recommend strategies and actions for abating access to and the use and proliferation of drug paraphernalia. So one of those strategies might be banning tobacco pipes.
That's nice.
Even before Roussan first visited the Capitol on the issue in December, Wise said his constituents in Jacksonville had been showing up with glass tubes containing roses to complain to his office. It's not something you give your girlfriend for Valentine's Day. Well, you would if she's a crack smoker. I would suspect people on the street know exactly what it's used for. People who are selling it have a pretty good clue what it's for, too. Well, of course they know what it's for. I mean, the store owners will pretend like they don't know what it's for, but everybody who sells the rose pipe combos knows exactly what they're using it for.
Probably.
What people are using it for.
Yeah.
You're not giving it to grandma, you're not giving it to your mother, you're using it to smoke crack. But so what? People are going to smoke crack regardless of whether or not the stores sell these things, so why not sell them? You know, why not? There's a demand for it out there. Why not let them fill that demand? In fact, why not just legalize all drugs altogether? If you've got a problem with that, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your call. We'll give you all the time you need to make your points. This is your show. I want to hear from a drug warrior. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
Don't forget that you can always log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And they're free.
They
no logging in. There's no $5 a month, $10 a month membership fee, whatever it is those other radio shows charge you. We give them away.
And they're quick downloads separated by the hour.
Even fully described. So you can even select the hours based on their content if you want to.
That's right.
So again, log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. We'll take your calls about whatever. That's the point of the show. But unless you call in, we got to bring stuff up. We're talking about an article from the St. Petersburg Times, which is pretty nearby our little home here in the Tampa Bay area. And it's something that applies, I think, in most places in this entire nation, probably some places worldwide as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The drug war is absolutely insane, and some of the proponents of the drug war are pretty nutty themselves. One of them is a man named Roussan. It's his last name, Mr. Daryl Roussan, the NAACP chief of St. Petersburg, Florida. He's on a personal crusade to stop people from selling pipes, basically.
Which he was referring to as death utensils.
Right. He's a former admitted drug addict. He now claims to have been clean for 7 years. So that's how he knows. That's how he knows that these things are used.
Listen, I used to be a crackhead. I know what this is used for.
You know, I wonder, I don't know if it says it here, but he admits to being a former addict. I wonder if he's actually spent any time in prison for his addiction.
I don't know.
I wonder if he hasn't spent any time in prison. Does he think that people who spend time in prison for drug habits are better people because they spent time in prison?
Hmm.
Would he be a better man today if he'd been sitting in jail for 10 years after he got caught smoking crack?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think so. Well, anyway, he's talking about the bongs and the pipes that one particular head shop sells in St. Petersburg.
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze. He says, it's not something you get your girlfriend for Valentine's Day. I suspect the people on the street know exactly what it's used for. People who are selling it have a pretty good clue what it's for, too. Wise and Roussan said potential changes include tougher state rules for tobacco shops that sell pipes, such as requiring at least 51% of sales to come from tobacco, or restrictions on locations.
Wow.
So that way, if you're not an actual real-deal tobacco shop, you can't sell pipes, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Which sucks.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Wise and Roussan pointed out that Purple Haze is 4 blocks from Gibbs High School. Like, the high schoolers wouldn't just drive there anyway if they were across town.
Exactly. Oh, you're close to the high school. That's what's making these kids smoke weed.
Caldazilla, the store's owner, said he was not worried about the legislation. He says it's not going to affect my business because I don't sell drug paraphernalia. I sell tobacco products. Calzadilla said. He said he also sells cigarettes, cigars, and one-pound bags of tobacco bought increasingly by former cigarette smokers fed up with rising costs. Signs outside Purple Haze warn customers who say they intend to use illegal drugs will be put out of the store. And that's what we were talking about before.
Right, exactly. If you go into one of these places and say, oh, dude, look at that pipe. I'm going to get that. I just bought a sack of weed and I need a new pipe.
Yeah,
you're gone.
You're out.
Gone.
They will not sell that to you.
Like, oh, you need a new pipe? Well, you're not getting it here, buddy.
Right.
Get out.
If customer, he's again, this is the owner of Purple Haze speaking. If a customer came into my store and said they were going to use it for something illegal, or I even sensed that they were going to use it for something illegal, I won't sell to them, said Calvazilla. He said about 55% of his sales come from tobacco and about 25% from pipes. Now, actually, if he ended up, if somebody did come in and was talking in that fashion and he did sell them something, he might be at risk of getting arrested himself.
Oh, yeah.
As a result of, like, a police sting.
And see, he's talking about even if people are joking about it. That means if you go into the store, he's probably fairly mindful. If you come into the store and you're like, yeah, tobacco pipes, you're gone.
Yep, you're out. You could go into Home Depot and buy spray paint for use, and use that for illegal purposes, he said. Is Roussan going to go into Home Depot and say, we don't want you to sell spray paint? Anything to be used for the wrong thing, and that's a good point.
Right, which gets back to my point of paperclips at the office supply store.
What can you use paperclips for in a negative fashion? Making bombs or something, or what?
Well, you could put somebody's eye out with them, but no, actually, I know some people who use them to hold their rolled marijuana cigarettes. So.
Ah, as roach clips. Gotcha.
Yes.
Roussan, okay, get this. Here's where it gets really good. This guy who's in charge of the NAACP up there, and again, that's only... The only reason I keep mentioning that is because that's what the headline of the article is. That's why he's somebody. That's why he's somebody in New Hampshire instead of just some crazy kook.
He's not in New Hampshire. He's in the St. Petersburg area.
St. Petersburg. That's why he's... You can tell what I've got on my mind. That's why... Instead of just being some crazy kook who would do something like this, Representative Frank Peterman said that he's followed Roussan in the issue for years. In 2001, Roussan was arrested on a petty theft charge after he took 11 glass tubes sold with silk roses from Sam's Shell Mart. The charge was later dropped.
What?
So he took the law into his own hands, walked into a Shell station, grabbed up 11 of these things, the pipes with the roses in them,
right,
and walked out the door.
He is a vigilante crime fighter, that man is.
He cares about the community. He's trying to put a stop to these people selling these pipes. Recently, he asked Peterman if he could introduce the bill in the House. Peterman said, yes, we need to do something about them being very accessible to people who are suffering from the use of it, Peterman said, because obviously if we ban these things, then no one will get their hands on them.
Right, exactly. It worked so well for...
Why is it they just don't get it? What part about prohibition do these people not understand? You can't say no to people who want to do something.
You can't tell adults that they cannot buy or sell or use something that they want to buy, sell, or use. It's not going to work.
It doesn't matter how many task forces you create, how many bureaucrats are on the squad, how many enforcement programs you have going on, how many undercover stings, they will continue to buy drugs. They'll continue to buy the accessories, the utensils that they need to consume those drugs. If you ban pipes, then they'll just go on the black market. I mean, they're already somewhat expensive as it is because it's something that, you know, somewhat hard to get your hands on because
right.
There's only a few head shops around, and you're going to be paying like $30 for a glass pipe as it is. Imagine if you had to buy it on the black market. Imagine if you had to not only buy your crack or your marijuana or your cocaine from your dealer, but you also had to buy your pipes from your dealer as well.
Oh, that's nice. I can't even imagine what the prices would be at that point.
It'd be $200, $500 for a damn pipe. And what does that do when somebody has to pay $500 for a pipe? Where do you think that money comes from? You think all drug... I mean, yeah, there are plenty of drug users who are high-income people.
Yeah, but do you think your average crackhead has $500 lying around that he can just toss around without having to negatively impact someone else?
There's only one way the average crackhead can get his hands on $500. If, you know, and these things break all the time, too.
Right.
I mean, especially if you're all cracked out and you're swinging your pipe around, you hit a wall and it's cracked, you know, busts into pieces. Now you're really SOL because you don't have your pipe, and 10 minutes later that crack's going to wear off. You've got to go and get another pipe. But if you don't have any money, then what are you going to do to get your crack? You've got to go rob somebody. You're going to have to rob somebody. That's what these people do. They have to rob people and steal other people's possessions in order for them to take them to the pawn shop, sell them, get a fraction of the value, and then go to their crack dealer and buy another piece of crack. Or in this case, what they're going to have to do is buy another pipe because they want to outlaw these things. How stupid can these people be? I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition of the show. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates list. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate like we had tonight, brand new on WLTG in Panama City for the first couple hours of the show. We announce that. We announce brand new Shriners. We announce anything show-related on the updates list. So if you like the show, that's definitely what you want to do. Sign up at freetalklive.com. It's free.
It is completely free. It's fast, it's fun, and it's free.
And, yes, that's right. Fast, fun, free.
I'm sorry, that's my favorite little Ian-ism, is fast, fun, and free.
We'll not explain that. We'll go back to the article. We're talking about this gentleman in St. Petersburg. I think you might want to qualify him as a semi-nutcase. He is the head of the NAACP up there, although that doesn't really have any bearing on this story. It's just,
no.
It's just that he's somebody because he's the head of the NAACP. That's why he's getting any sort of recognition at all.
Or instead of just being a guy in a head shop.
Instead of just being a nutcase who's taking the law into his own hands and
right.
stealing things from people's businesses.
Instead of just being some angry shoplifter.
Right.
He's
threatening business owners. And trespassing on people's property, not leaving when asked to do so. Anyway, this guy is on a personal crusade to get pipes banned from, this is a Florida story, trying to get pipes banned from head shops. He's trying to put head shops out of business, is what he's trying to do.
Right.
He wants to create a law, he's working with lawmakers to construct a law that requires anyone that sells, like a pipe that someone might smoke marijuana from, or cocaine or crack rather from, that they have 51% of their sales from their store being tobacco. Like, that's the only way you could sell pipes.
Right, actual tobacco itself, not just tobacco accessories.
Yes, exactly. So that's not good news. And just to finally wrap this story up, in the meantime, this gentleman, Mr. Roussan, said that he will deal with the trespass charge. He said State Attorney Bernie McCabe's office offered to resolve the charge if he wrote Caldazilla a letter apologizing and saying that my method was wrong but my cause was right. And he declined to do that. He could have gotten out of it.
Really?
Just by writing a letter. He says, but if convicted, I will neither pay a fine nor costs and will go to jail under a hunger strike until the law changes and the deception is set aside.
Wow, we need to get this guy on the show.
We do need to get him on.
Do you mind if I try and book him for next Friday?
I think that you should.
Okay.
Because this is not a guess. We were talking about this during the break. Free Talk Live, we've been on the air for over 2 years now. And in 2 years on the air, we've had two guests on the show.
Really?
One of them was Lionel.
Lionel was on? I didn't know that.
Lionel was on the show.
And then I know Michael Badnarik.
And Michael Badnarik, this past presidential campaign, we had him on.
When did you have Lionel on your show?
Back when we were on the local station.
Really? When you were on FM here locally?
Yeah. It was actually right before he got added to the station.
Ah, okay.
We kind of had him on as a sort of a celebratory thing, like, hey.
That's awesome.
You're Lionel. You're coming on our station.
Okay.
Anyway, good guy. So, we're not a guest-based show. The show's about you, show's about your calls. However, I've always been tempted to bring on some maniac or some nutcase or something like that and have a little bit of fun with them on the radio. And I think that this is going to be the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I think so. This guy sounds like someone we need to have on this show.
Right. We'll still have to run the show as Free Talk Live is normally, in that if if we've got this idiot on the phones who is obvious prohibitionist and wants to ban pipes and all that sort of thing, and we're talking with him about that particular issue, if you want to call in and change the topic to Social Security, we'll let you do it, but you'll have to talk to the idiot who's on the line as well.
You even had that rule running when you had a presidential candidate on the show,
right.
Didn't you?
Nobody took advantage of it.
Of course.
And because our callers usually behave in that fashion, but it would be a lot. I think it'd be a lot of fun to have this maniac on the air with us, and it shouldn't be too hard to get in touch with him. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, we've got his name. We know what town he's in. I can find him.
And we're going to book him, hopefully, for Friday night. And I guess the key is going to be to not let him do any research on us. So we got to figure out a way to... Not that most people who are getting booked on talk shows are going to research the show that they're going to be on. They're probably just going to be happy to get on the air and promote their cause.
Most people with a cause jump at the chance to be on a show that doesn't agree with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because... So you would tell him that you would want to tell him that we weren't going to agree with him?
To say, you know, this is not our stance, and we want to hear your side of things and hear it directly from you, so that way we don't get what's coming from the news article.
Okay.
He's like, that gives me a chance to convert thousands to
right.
my cause.
Right, yeah, you can tell him we're syndicated.
Exactly.
In all kinds of markets around the country.
Exactly.
Worldwide.
Nationally syndicated, we're all over FM, AM, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Which we are.
And my gears are turning, Scott. This is going to be good.
Yep.
And if you want to be a part of it, stay tuned because it's coming up this coming Friday. Hopefully, if we can get this, we'll announce it later on this week.
Yeah, I'll give him a call at his office on Monday.
Send out an update or something like if he's not in jail.
Right, exactly.
If he didn't go to another Shell station and rip off all their pipes.
You never know with this guy. That could have happened.
That's amazing. 1-800-259-9231, toll free. 800-259-9231. So we have got a lot to talk about here, and only a few more moments to do it. One of the I came across this huge article last night, and we don't have time at all to get into it, but I'll run down the nuts and bolts of it. It's kind of frightening.
Okay.
There's a company out there called ChoicePoint.
Oh yeah, I'm aware of this one. That's nice.
Yeah. This ChoicePoint company is kind of like one of those credit behemoths. Like Equifax, TransUnion, and whatever the other one is.
Right.
Experian, I guess.
Experian.
These guys are similar to them. They don't do credit necessarily, but they do other sorts of data tracking and other personal information. They have a file on you. Now, what happened was they got their file stolen.
That's not good
at all.
Come
back with the details. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, which you can do. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. If you want it to be, otherwise you can sit back and enjoy as we, take you up to 10 o'clock.
Enjoy the ride. Ride the snake.
That's right. Ride the Free Talk Live snake. Sounds a little sexual. Anyway, 800-259-9231, this is your show, and literally anything goes. But if you want to take control, you better call now, because we're almost out of time for tonight.
You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's been the Saturday night edition of the show, and of course we're live, as we always are, Saturday nights. We're live, of course, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time.
That's right.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live stream that we have. Whenever we are live, there's always a stream. And there's a stream for your size connection, whether it be a dial-up or a broadband. We've got them for you, and they're free at freetalklive.com.
Yep, and the big stream is the same quality that we send out to the satellite company that puts us up for the radio station. So.
Exactly. So, we're talking about ChoicePoint. Apparently, last week, this company, ChoicePoint, has notified 30,000 people in California that it had experienced a breach in security. Now, hardly any of these people had ever heard of ChoicePoint, and I personally hadn't heard of them until last night.
Yeah, ChoicePoint I had heard of before. So
they are a business that makes... The business of this particular business is your business.
Your business is their business.
Right. Whatever it is that you're doing that can be tracked... As far as information, these guys track your job history, they track social security numbers, they track probably bank account information, all kinds of details.
They're a private data warehousing company.
Right. And anybody can use their services. Any other business who wants to run some checks on people can utilize their services. So apparently the hackers managed to fool ChoicePoint into getting access to their services.
This was just plain old standard social engineering that they use. No creepy technology or anything
right,
like that.
Right, they just poised as a business.
Yep, they're like, hey, I'm Bill from whatever, and I right. need this information.
And then they leached a whole bunch of people's info, and now ChoicePoint is saying, whoops.
Sorry, man.
We lost your info. We're so sorry.
That'd be great if Goofy was the head of that company.
Public spokesman, PR, Goofy.
We just made a mistake. Thanks for trusting your information to ChoicePoint.
Now, the key is here, you never told ChoicePoint that it could have your info. And you don't have control over your info. You give your info out to companies all the time. And when you apply for a cell phone, when you apply for a credit card, you buy a new house, you buy a car, you're giving voluntarily your personal info to these companies. And usually in their privacy statements or in their contracts, it says that they have the right to sell, trade, do whatever the hell they damn well please.
To disclose your information to a third party.
Right, with your information. And that party is somebody like ChoicePoint, who then houses your information and then discloses it to as many other people that want to buy it or rent it or
yep.
whatever. So it's a little disturbing, and the suggestions that were made here by the gentleman who's writing this article, again, there's a lot of detail. He basically says, you need to check your credit at least a couple times this year to make sure that you weren't one. Because even though they notified people in California, they may not have notified anyone else because it might have been just there was no laws that said they had to notify people.
See, luckily for me, if anyone stole my information, all they could do was improve my credit.
Well, if you have some bad or you have somewhat good credit, you might want to keep your eyes open this year and take a close look at your credit card statements. We're going to come back Monday night with more at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and we hope to see you then. It's Spinny in here with you.
And Scott.
In the meantime, the fun continues, the conversation continues online at freetalklive.com. See you Monday night at 7 Eastern.
If you're tired of...